back with us this week. Emma Wilson is here from the Top Gun program. Emma, good to see you.
Good to see you too, Rich.
Thank you for bringing the nice weather. Everybody who comes in, I'm giving them credit.
You're welcome.
Share in that. You've got a couple of gentlemen here to tell us about their company. Do you want to do the introduction?
Sure. We've got Aerosports Marketing here. We've got the co-founders, Brian Potter and Dennis Mullins here, who are also soccer coaches for the men's team at Husson.
And that's how this idea came, right? From working together and with your own children who participate in athletics.
Right. My daughter is a high school soccer player currently, and she's got aspirations of playing at the collegiate level. And one of the things that kids are almost required to do these days, if they want to be noticed or recognized or have a chance at playing at the next level, is creating a highlight reel so that they can share their skills and their abilities with coaches around the country. With the media opportunities that we have these days, it really gives them a chance to showcase what they can do, since coaches can't or very rarely can have the opportunity to come see them play in person, especially somewhere here like Maine.
Right. And that's where Brian comes in, right?
Yeah. I got to know Dennis just coaching at Husson, and you know, he shared to me, you know, what he was looking to do for his daughter. And you know, I've got the background with some video editing, and we put together a pretty nice video for her that she's got a lot of, you know, good feedback on from some coaches and teammates and all that kind of stuff. So we kind of put our brains together and kind of formalized this and, you know, realized this is something we could really pursue as a business.
Well, it sounds like a great idea, and particularly, as you mentioned, in rural areas like this. Like, Brian, how time intensive is this to be able to put together a highlight reel? It may depend on the sport as well.
Right. Yeah. For now, we're just focusing on soccer. I mean, there's definitely the opportunity to grow into other sports. But we're kind of marketing this as college coaches, you know, soccer coaches specifically, using our expertise. We'll actually take on full game footage. You know, clients can submit it to us and we'll sit through and analyze the games ourselves and pick out specific highlights that we think, you know, college coaches like ourselves, you know, want to see in a player. So that, I feel like that's more the hard part. Dennis does a lot of that, and I spend a lot of time on the video, but probably, you know, if I sit through straight, you know, maybe a couple hours, depending on, you know, the type of package that was purchased.
And what are you doing, Dennis, with the folks from Top Gun? How are they helping you out?
It's really been an interesting approach or interesting venture for me. I've actually been a business owner for almost 20 years as a physical therapist, but I kind of just jumped into it with 2 feet with not a lot of business background. So for me, taking on this new project with Brian, having the opportunity to learn the right steps, the right way, the proper channels to go through to really establish the right foundation for running a business, the legal side of it, the accounting side of it, the sales side of it, the marketing side of it, has really helped me kind of be more well-rounded in the sales approach. And Top Gun has really provided a lot of that experience, and not only just the education, but the connections. The fellow classmates we're with are great sources of feedback on ways to move forward and ideas and changing and what we want to do. But the speakers that have come in have really helped guide the direction we're going with our business now.
So you said you're focused on soccer now, and are you keeping it focused on Maine initially, or you look to expand as you go further down the road with
this? You know, interestingly, we actually have clients in Maine, and we are also working with a couple of clubs in Nevada and California, believe it or not.
Nice.
One of the connections we had from a team we're working with here is a young lady who moved to Maine just last year. So her video was shared with some of her old teammates, and they were happy with the work we had done, so we're working with them. But it doesn't limit us just to Maine or those states, obviously. We are in the active process of producing marketing materials and reaching out towards clubs all over the country.
And obviously a big advantage is knowing the game. So as you said, you know what to look for when you're watching that video.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, you know, it's kind of, you know, an advantage to us that we're marketing it as college coaches. There's other companies that offer highlight videos. But you know, there's no background as far as, you know, specific to the sport. And, you know, we've seen a lot of bad videos just at Husson, you know, the kids that send videos to us, you know, we'll get, sometimes a kid will just send a full game to us, you know, 90 minutes, and they say, hey, I'm number 7 on the black team, and you're trying to search through the whole video to try and find number 7. But just, yeah, just the poor quality of videos that we often see as coaches, just made it easier for me and Dennis to, you know, come up with, you know, what we're really looking for and what we think college coaches really want to see in a video.
And where do you see this company going 3-5 years down the road?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of potential behind it. We actually right now are in the works with a contract with a recruiting company to, you know, provide all the videos for their clients. They've got, you know, 7,000 to 10,000 active users right now. They're a pretty new company as well. You know, we saw that they didn't offer highlight videos, so we reached out to them about our services, and, you know, we're finalizing talks with them right now, so that'll be pretty big for us. And then another club that we've been speaking to that has, you know, locations all across the country and overseas, potentially a good opportunity for us. So scalability is really huge, especially with just these two companies. That could lead to a lot of business. And then, you know, we'll look for more relationships like that in the future.
And Dennis, I would think too, but it's a good time to be alive here with technology the way it is, that you're able to get videos from really anywhere in the country and make it work.
Yeah, that's another aspect of the technology we're developing right now, is kind of rebuilding our website so that our customers have a really easy experience. They have game footage that they've amassed over the time. They can literally just drag it and drop it into our website. So very little work on our customers' part. They provide us the video and we can take it from there.
Now, let me ask you, as coaches too, obviously you're looking at this from the perspective of the athletes and their family, but can you also see a time where you become a resource and in effect a clearinghouse for coaches who are wondering about athletes?
Yeah, that's potential. You know, Brian and I, again, see a lot of videos. We know kind of what players' abilities are and where they're suited, most likely where they have the ability to play at what level in college, where there are multiple tiers of play at the college level. So that's another aspect we're kind of building into our service, is kind of that expertise and some consulting work with the players that, you know, I really want to play in college, but I'm not sure if I'm ready to play at the Division I level. And we can kind of provide that feedback after seeing them play, you know, analyzing these full games, and give them some constructive criticism as well as suggestions on, you know, maybe not D1, but consider maybe a JUCO or, you know, a Division III school that might be more suited to your skill level, and kind of give them that guidance so that they can hopefully have success at the next level and not just take a shot in the dark.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like a great idea. Certainly something that is needed and desired out there by players and families. So we wish you great success with this.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. And Emma, any news on the Top Gun front?
We do. On Wednesday, we have the Top Gun Regional Showcase called From Bangor to Beyond, Top Gun 2019. And these guys, along with seven of their other classmates, will be pitching for a chance to pitch again for two $25,000 prizes.
That is awesome right there. Now, I meant to ask you, for anybody who'd like to know more about the company, how can they best get in touch with you?
I'd say right now, probably not. Our website's under construction, but that's going to be wrapped up pretty soon. But best case, just email us at info@aerialsportsmarketing.com.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Oh, and if you want to go to the event on Wednesday, you can go to eventbrite.com and just put in From Bangor to Beyond. And you'll find our page right there, and you can RSVP.
Fantastic. Top Gun Entrepreneurs every Monday. Next week, we meet the folks from Newright.
Yes.
Looking forward to that as well.